Alaska senators expressed disappointment this afternoon at word that the Special Congressional Supercommittee has given up its attempt to combat the federal debt. The Joint Deficit Reduction Committee was made up of 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats, half from the House and half from the Senate. They officially threw in the towel today after a week where a deal looked less and less promising by the day. Alaska senators were encouraging the group to go big and offer up a substantive plan that would make major cuts to the deficit. Senator Mark Begich reacted today to news that won't happen.
Disappointed frustration, I think, and I think most Alaskans that I talk to are frustrated mostly about the inability for elected officials to, you know, step up to the plate, compromise, work together, and get things done.
As a Democrat, Begich points to his work with the other 2 members of the Alaska delegation, both Republicans, as an example of how lawmakers can unite when they need to over common issues. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office put out a statement today saying the debate isn't over and that more work, in fact harder work, must now be done to draw down the debt. She's calling for a combination of spending cuts, reform to entitlement programs, changes in the federal budgeting process, and a tax code overhaul. Murkowski says the stakes are growing more by the day. Congressman Don Young was a critic of the supercommittee from its start 3 months ago and said he wanted to see all of Congress involved.